ABC Radio Australia.
Our Pacific delegates are in Ottawa, Canada this week to lead a push for a global treaty on plastic pollution. They're joining more than 2,000 delegates representing member states. At stake is a draft of an internationally binding treaty on dealing with the 350 million metric tons of plastic waste the world creates every year. For more on this, reporter Mackenzie Smith spoke with Vanuatu's ambassador to the UN, Oro Tevi, who is at the talks in Ottawa.
Well, this treaty is very important because the Pacific is faced with a number of challenges, especially the current planetary crisis that we are facing. We have climate change, pollution, as well as biodiversity loss. And for plastics, the Pacific is facing a lot of challenges with plastic, especially its disposal is creating a lot of pollution in the Pacific. We know that most of the plastics that they used around the world are washed into the Pacific Ocean, so that's a major challenge. And they are also consumed by marine life, especially fish. So these are the challenges that we are facing. So the fish we eat contains a lot of microplastics, and the Pacific coastal communities depends on fish a lot for their protein. So it poses a health risk as well to the population of the Pacific, but also to the world, because we rely on tuna resources as well as other fish to export to the world. And we have a responsibility to ensure that the fish that we export to the world are safe and healthy.
And so can you tell me about what the Pacific delegates hope to come away with here in terms of the treaty?
We do have current conventions around over three conventions that we have currently that regulate plastics, but they are not adequate enough. So, for example, we have 16,000 chemicals that are known, and only 4% of these chemicals associated with chemicals are regulated under existing regulations, multilateral regulations. And also, not all countries in the world are party to the multilateral agreements on plastics at the moment. So there's a huge gap there for transparency, disclosure. So I think it's very important that we have a plastic treaty that can cover all these key areas. Where there is a current gap, we need to fulfill this current gap, especially with the current multilateral agreement. So we hope that the current plastic treaty can fill those gaps, but also address other issues that are important.
Negotiations between countries broke down in the previous meeting. What are you hoping will change this time?
Well, it will depend on the negotiations, how far we go, and we have to lobby politically hard, especially with those few countries that may want a treaty that is ambitious. So we have to talk to them and negotiate and try to find ways to resolve some of the challenges that they are facing, but also for them to understand where we are coming from, especially from the perspective of high ambition countries, which the Pacific is part of. We are trying to be ambitious. So we will have to work on that together with those countries.
And that was Vanuatu's ambassador to the UN, Oro Tevi, speaking there with Mackenzie Smith.